delegates, if we now turn our attention to agenda item 4, which concerns proposed amendments to the procedural manual. We have an amendment before us to the terms of reference of the Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. There is an addition being proposed to those terms of reference that would add to the current terms of reference inclusion at fruit juices and vegetable juices and nectars, which, in fact, was a recommendation, was the one recommendation we have acted upon from the long process that we undertook to review Codex Committee structures and mandates. There is, however, another phrase that was suggested for the terms of reference and related products that would follow the new proposed phrase, as well as fruit and vegetable juices and nectars and related products. We are aware that there are a number of comments on this proposed terms of reference, change to the terms of reference, and I open the floor for comments and questions, and if there are questions, I will turn to the committee for that chairperson, Richard Boyd. I see the flag of Egypt. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيدتي الرئيسة. ليس لنا الاعتراض على ما ورد في هذه الوثيقة ولا
We don't have any objections to what is seen in the document, what we have here, but we do have a comment regarding the definition of the Arabic text. In Arabic, well, the term that's used could give rise to a different meaning in other Arabic-speaking countries. So I would suggest that the term used in Arabic here be followed by the term nectar so as to avoid any confusion. Now, in another part of the text where it stated related products, that means products relative to what was just mentioned. Now there, the term in Arabic wasn't properly translated, so that needs to be corrected. Thank you.
Thank you, Egypt. Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have noted the proposed change, and we believe the additional texts and related products is too open. Our suggestion would be to borrow some of the words already used in the other committees. Instead of saying related products, we use the word their products. And if that is not acceptable, Chair, we would propose deleting the words and related products. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanzania. I will just make a practical note that it seems when delegates make an intervention, if the earphones are as close as around your neck, it gives rather painful feedback. So I'm afraid you have to, my practice is now to sort of put it over the arm of my chair. That seems to take it far away enough from the receiver or whatever this thing is. Morocco, please.
Thank you, Mrs. Chairman. We excuse ourselves that we could not be part of the last session of this Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. But according to what we are reading, it seems to us that the scope is still much, much too wide. And so I would propose that the chairman of this committee give us the reason why we needed at first hand this change. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Morocco, for that clarification. I would turn to the United States, which hosts this committee. And the chairperson is not visible to me. Ah, there you are. Okay. Chairperson for CCPFV, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you to the Commission for the opportunity to offer some information regarding this proposed amendment. As indicated, the Commission suggested that the Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables consider adding to its terms of reference adequate language to allow for coverage of fruit juices and vegetable juices. The expedient way to do that the 25th session of the Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables agreed with that suggestion and looked at combining the terms of reference between the existing Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables and those of the ad hoc task force for fruit juices and vegetable juices. In so doing, the Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables included some wording that had been existing in the ad hoc task force terms of reference. In particular, the phrase "and related products" was included by the Fruit and Vegetable Committee. However, it's become evident that the use of the terms "and related products" for the ad hoc committee, ad hoc task force, was to cover nectars. Since the new proposed terms of reference for the processed products, the Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables specifically lists fruit juices, vegetable juices, and nectars, it is not necessary to retain the term "and related products" because it originally had referred to nectars, and nectars are now specifically listed in the proposed new text. Therefore, the removal of that phrase would not change the intent of the combination of the coverage between the task force for fruit juices and vegetable juices and the Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Chairman. Is the United States still intending to make a comment? Yes. All right. United States, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to support the comments we've heard from Tanzania and the question from Morocco that we share the concern about the broadness of the phrase "and related products" and believe that, in fact, the terms of reference could end with the statement of fruit and vegetable juices and nectars and fulfill the intent. Thank you.
Thank you, United States, European Community.
Merci, Madame.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As is the case with the other delegations that have spoken so far, the EU also supports the addition of juice and nectars of fruits and vegetables regarding the processed fruits and vegetables. This is logical after the adjournment of the task force working on fruit juices, but we're convinced that the related products don't have their place here. This would mean composed products where fruit juice is just an ingredient and they are covered by horizontal standards, especially when it comes to the ticketing, the labeling of additives. So we would be in favor of removing those last three words "and related products," having those removed. Thank you.
Thank you, European Union. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Brazil supports the amendments to the procedural manual as consensually proposed by the Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. With this new text, the committee will, of course, have a broader scope. This means that the committee will have the necessary flexibility to approve new work while avoiding excesses. For instance, a limitation in this scope can jeopardize the treatment of standards of, for extracts of guarana and acai, which are fruits typical of tropical countries. Other raw material used in the preparation of juices and pulps might be affected by a limited scope. Also, new types of fruit-based beverages, other than juices and nectars, can come up, and this will justify a broader scope for these terms of reference. A scope that allows the necessary flexibility for the committee will also be positive to fruit producers, fruit industry, and consumers. Thank you.
Thank you. Brazil, Japan, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Japan supports the deletion of related products in the terms of reference as proposed to Tunisia and addition of nectar. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Japan. Thailand, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thailand agrees to amend the terms of reference to include fruit and vegetable juices and nectars without the words related products, as the scope of the word is too broad, covering a wide range of products of which could be outside the scope of work of the CCPFV. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Thailand. Norway, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Norway also supports the inclusion of fruit and vegetable juices and nectars in the terms of reference of the CCPFV. We would also like to suggest to delete the reference to related products which would encompass many other products that are covered by horizontal codex standards and are composed of multiple ingredients. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We also support the extension of the mandate of the committee to include juices and nectars, but for the reasons explained by the chair of the committee, support the deletion of the words other related products. Thank you.
Thank you. New Zealand, South Africa, please.
Madam Chair, thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to speak on this matter. We like the suggestions that was put forth by Tanzania and would support the phrasing and their products. Thank you.
Thank you, South Africa. Ghana, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ghana supports the proposed amendment to the terms of reference of the Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables as indicated, and also agrees that the words and related products should be deleted for clarity. Thank you.
Nigeria, please.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Nigeria too supports the adoption by the deletion of the word related products because that is quite ambiguous. Thank you.
Switzerland, please. Thank you, Nigeria.
Merci.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Switzerland would also like to add its voice to those delegations have spoken out in favor of expanding the scope, but it's still limiting to a certain extent, and to remove those last three words, and related products. Remove that. Thank you.
Vos produits apparentés. Merci, Madame.
and related products. We move that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Switzerland, Lebanon, please.
لبنان يؤيد أن تتضمن أعمال لجان ضم العصر.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Oh, I see that. Yes, we'd like to add our voice to call for the removal of those last three words and related products. And also, yes, we need to have the Arabic text corrected as well, as outlined earlier. Thank you.
Thank you, delegates. I see no more country flags. We will take interventions from observer organizations now, and then I will sum up with what I believe I hear to be a growing consensus with a possible compromise idea. And first, I will take IFU.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It was the International Federation of Fruit Juice Producers which initiated this amendment of the terms of reference of the Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. And our intention was at the beginning just to delete the exemption of fruit and vegetable juices as it was in the existing terms of reference. But we can fully accept the proposal which exists now with the deletion of the last three words with related products, because it can never be the task of this committee to discuss products containing, for instance, 1% of fruit juice in a beverage. So we fully support the proposal, delete the last three words. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, ICBA.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The International Council of Beverages Associations, as a representative of global beverage industry, supports the proposed amendment to include fruit and vegetable juices and their nectars in the proposed terms of reference. But we would like to add our voice of concern to those delegations that requested removal of the words and related products. So we also support removing and related products. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, ICBM. ICGMA next, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. ICGMA represents several hundred food and beverage companies that trade products globally. That includes products that are included in the terms of reference of the Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables, and also includes fruit juices, vegetable juices, and nectars. ICGMA thinks it's entirely appropriate to include fruit juices and nectars within the terms of reference of the Processed Fruits and Vegetables Committee, but ICGMA, like others in this room, have heard various interpretations of what related products may be. So ICGMA agrees that other related products, the term is very ambiguous and the scope is much too broad. Thank you.
Thank you, delegates. I think this has been a fully comprehensive discussion. It seems to me that by far most delegations prefer to accept the addition of new language to the terms of reference without the last phrase and related products. A proposal was made to substitute that phrase with and their products, but I have a sense that that's just another way of saying and related products. Can the Commission agree that we have a general agreement that we will accept the terms of reference without the phrase and related products? Is there any opposition to this proposal? Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Brazil has understood that originally this was consensual within the committee, the retainment of this phrasing. But in case the plenary understands that this should be removed, we would like to express our reservation to this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. Thank you for your clear understanding of the matter. We will note your reservation. Thank you very much, delegates. Let us now move on.